Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Fernando España from .US. Thank you, everybody, for joining this meeting on Sunday morning. I know there's a marathon going on outside, so that maybe the delay some of our other members are experiencing. But maybe since this is, I guess, the first face-to-face meeting that we're having as a group, maybe we could do a quick introduction of who the rest of the members are.
Thanks, Fernando. I'm Hong Xue, a non-com appointee to CCNSO Council. I'm a member of this working group.
Hello, my name is Suleiman Umtenaga from ivorycoast.cin. I am senior for CCNSO Community Building Meeting. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mohamed Ibrahim from Teleso, Somalia. I'm not actually a member of the group, but I'm interested, so I thought I'll come along and say thank you.
Bart Boswinkel, CCNSO Secretariat.
Gabriela Schiffer, CCNSO Secretariat.
Christina Nordstrom, CCNSO Secretariat.
Okay, I guess just a quick recap of our last conference call that we had. We looked at, Gabby was put together a paper with the different options that we had in terms of how to initiate a position statement. And at the call, we did a quick straw poll on the different options that were presented. And option number one was the one that that received the majority of the votes. We decided maybe we can, instead of having to come up with different options, we can focus on looking more into more detail at option number one. So, and that's one of the things that maybe we'll be able to do today. I also had a quick conversation with Bart, and he had very good suggestions on what the next steps are as far as moving this forward. And Bart, would you be able to give you're probably the best prepared to give an overview of that process?
Or Gabby, this is Bart for transcript purposes. Let me say, the working group is at the stage where they've identified the issues pertaining to seizing SO statements, etc., or in a reaction to requests from other SOs, ACs, other working groups, ICANN staff, etc. The impact of it is, in fact, that we're increasing the workload for the seizing SO. So that was, say, that's part of the first thing. And one of the things the working group identified is there needs to be a model method to at least to inform the CCNSO Council whether it wants to launch the CCNSO statement process. What Gabi is showing right now is a process related to, say, a triage committee with which met the most support of the working group. Again, that's in fact increasing the workload of the CCNSO, potential workload of the CCNSO. So the next step, and I think that's the most important one, is that now we've covered, if you can recall, the table we discussed at probably the first meeting after the Prague ICANN meeting, or the Prague CCNSO meeting. What we discussed there was a table of the different methods coming in, or the different activities, say, or signals, triggers for increased activities. The next step would be, that's not on this slide, the next step will be that, say, now we have all the potential areas which will increase the workload covered, we start thinking about methodologies to prioritize the workload of the CCNSO. And this goes back to, say, one of the other tables we've used is what are the methods to start prioritizing? Now, going back to, so that's the overview, and I think that's probably one of the major points for discussion today, methods of prioritizing. And once we've done that, I think we are well ahead in say, the activities of the study group, and to go back to the council with some recommendations. So that's the overall process. Going back to, say, what Gabi is showing, maybe Gabi, after I've done this, you can explain what you display, is at the last working group or study group call, there were three things I've in fact effectively identified. One was, say, the model, the triage model, but in order to make that really work, you need a kind of very lightweight procedure how this triage group would receive input, prepare input for the council. Now, what you show here is a draft process that Gabi has developed in order to assist the triage group to get the council to decide whether or not to do anything. So that's this. A second thing that needs to be developed hand in hand with this process is a kind of lightweight template, easy to fill out, so you've got a reasonably standardized method for the triage group and for the council to take on the decision whether or not to do anything. So I think that's the two other topics. Gabi, you want to run us through the proposed process, prioritization and of requests for input, etc. So this is more the triage procedure.
Yes, so this is showing what would happen when we actually see that there is a request for input coming. The way it's done today is that someone, me or Bart or whoever I'll send out an email to the email list saying there's something out there and then it's dropped more or less. So this model would structure it a bit more. So we would have a kind of, as Bart mentioned, a basic template where we would fill in what the request is until when they need a reply. We don't really have the template yet, but it's going to be something very basic. And this is going to be forwarded to the triage group, which is going to be a setup of three counselors. I discussed this with Bart. Are we going to forward to them? Are we going to forward everything? And the thing is that initially, we will not filter anything, because today we are already filtering a bit. If I see that there's something which is very specifically directed to the GNSO, I do not send it to the email list because I don't think that most people will be interested in that. But initially, we will not filter anything. We will forward everything in this template to this triage group. Maybe this will be changed later. Then once the triage group receives it, they have 2 working days to agree on if it's worth pursuing or not. Two out of the three triage working group members need to agree. If they think, yes, this is worth pursuing, they are going to inform the council. Also, we discussed earlier that it would be good to have some pre-prepared drafting teams that we know that we have different pools of people, so we know that this team is interested in technical issues, or they are good at legal stuff or issues. So it will be easier for them to already assign which group will do the drafting. But they have to. Once they have decided this is interesting, this is going to move forward, they will put it forward to the council with a recommendation and also assign which group will do the drafting. Then the council has 2 working days to passively agree or object, or actively object. Passively agree is that unless you say, no, I do not agree, this is not, you know, they don't have to say, yes, I agree, actively. They just don't have to say they don't agree. Then it's agreed and the process will go ahead with the drafting. That's in the case if the triage group decides, yes, we are going ahead. If the triage group decides, no, this is not worth pursuing, they will still inform the council saying, this is out there, but we don't think that's interesting enough to pursue. The council still has 2 days to act now actively oppose this. If perhaps someone on the council thinks, but I think this is really, really important and we should do something about it, then they still have 2 days to working days to do something. That's a very basic process, and also want to underline this is not going to be cut in stone. It's just to have some kind of process. We're sure that there will be situations where we cannot really follow this this process, but at least we have something, and it's better than what we have today where we don't have anything. So that's a suggestion. We really wanted to keep it as simple as possible. And, well, we're just really interested in your thoughts are.
And they have for whatever reason.
Yes. And we know that there might. I mean, if there's something that we think, okay, it's probably dropped because someone might be ill or on vacation or whatever, and we still have a gut feeling that this is. Probably worth pursuing anyway. I think we can, always, as I said, this is not cut in stone, so that I think that we would then involve Leslie perhaps, and she would have the final say on this. So this is just a structure to have something, but it's not cut in stone.
May I add to it? This is bad. One of the reasons for doing it this way is, especially if this is about requests from others, if you have requests from others, you are dealing with limited time frames. So that's if you're going to the template, for instance, if you look at the duration and urgency of it, is that's already one of the requirements. Say, if it's very urgent, then it's fine. But if it exceeds, or if the, say, the CCNSO statement procedure exceeds a public forum comment period, then it's by definition, almost by default, it is impossible. In order to speed up the process, and again, this is lightweight triage, this is just looking into it, whether it should be done, yes or no, you need to reduce, or you cannot add a very long outstanding process in addition to the cease and desist statement process, which already takes 6 or 7 weeks. So because this is an additional step in order to produce stuff. So that was the major concern. That's why it's such a limited time frame.
Thank you. Well, I have a couple of questions. 2 weeks ago, Gavi kindly drafted 4 options. Model to initiate the procedural for this position or statement. And at last conference call, we had a couple of discussions on the different models. Unfortunately, I was not able to complete the whole conference call. So if my understanding is correct, the current process is based on option one. This is okay, that's good. All right. And I do remember many people emphasize it should be...
And it's
three.
Recorded.
But we've consensus. It should be a live process. Oh, well, now this looks really live. My first question is about the title. It is the process about request for input. So it seems this is a process for those requests from outside. Not something initiated.
Okay. Oh, well, so now I know.
This is in the context, again, going back to what we just described, this is in the context of external, other SOs, ACs, because we are very bad at handling this as a CCNSO, I may say. It's very ad hoc-ish.
Oh, yeah, very much ad hoc. I understand that. That's good. We are moving forward. We are addressing the external request and how to prove them. Okay, now this is clear. The second question is about the composition of the triage. This is important. Do we have discussion? We had already a discussion about this, how to allocate the counselors to the field triage. What was the next step?
We actually already have two counselors designated to do something similar, but since we don't really have a process, it's not really well, you know. Keith Davidson and Vika Pintana, they are kind of supposed to keep an eye on this, but it's not their fault. It's just the problem is we don't really have a good structure and a process. It doesn't really work.
And in addition to this, so if you look again at the time frames where we say in which this working or study group is operating, this will come out as a recommendation to the council. And that's around, not this, but something similar, or if you want to go another direction, preferably way before the Beijing meeting. At the Beijing meeting, and if the council adopts it, at the Beijing meeting, it's, say, that's more or less the annual meeting where we revisit, as a CCNSO, the roles and responsibilities of each of the councillors. Say there is this document on the ICANN website or on the CCNSO website where all the roles and responsibilities are described, and if you have something like this, the triage will be described and included in that document as well. And then the next step, but that's more a discussion for the council at that stage, is, okay, the study group created this. You can may add some recommendations on what the type of persons you want there in the triage group. It's probably with a broad spectrum and understanding of what is impactful for CCTLDs, but that's going to be fairly informal, and it's more the discussion at the workshop of the council where you fill in the roles and where people volunteer that you appoint the triage group. If you look at the time frames, they really, yeah, they're nicely matching that.
As Bart said, it's more of a question of volunteering. I don't think it's a special skill set needed for this. More, as I said, we will probably look into structuring the community and the council into pools of people that we know that we can direct our requests to. So we can say we already have two councillors doing something similar, but we would add a third one on top of that, and it's whoever volunteers to do it, really. So you can do it.
If I could, would it be one triage or several triage? Just one. Oh, one.
Sorry. Yeah. If you have several triage groups, you need another triage group to appoint.
So this is something that we actually already started to discuss prior to the Prague meeting in the first report that we ended. We already discussed there and structuring the community more according to their skills and so on and so on. So and this was also discussed, I think, two calls ago, perhaps, or three, that we should look into structuring also the skills on the council into, so the councillors, when they enter the council, or they will be asked to declare whatever, you know, group they could belong to. Are they more of technical nature? Are they more legal nature, or more financial nature, and so on? So And then we would try to create some kind of tools in within the CCNSO so that we know, or the triage group knows, where to turn if there's a request incoming. At the moment, we have, for instance, the SOP working group that is always dealing with the strategic and operational plan, so that's easy. So whenever a request within that topic comes up, they would know immediately this is for the SOP. But we're looking into something not very structured, but something more that, you know, okay, this is technical, these are the people that we should, you know, send this to. And this is something we actually discussed on the call, so it's just picking that up again. But what are your thoughts? Do you think this is too simple, or is it too complicated, or what are your thoughts?
I think this is a good way to start.
Hello? Okay. I think this is a good way to start the process, and as somebody mentioned before, at least to get some sort of structure in place. So from my perspective, I would say that this is a good way to start. Maybe we can get some additional feedback.
Well, I'm okay with this proposed process. I think it's good, but it's really lightweighted for the external request. My question is actually about the harmonization of external requests with internal negotiation. Do we need another process, or this one can be extended to the internal one? Right. I mean that CCNSO initiated some policies in addition to response to the external request. For the internal initiation, do we need another process different from this?
No. If you look, for instance, say, going back to the original table where you got the PDP, working groups, statements, etc., and I think that was the sense of council at the time and the community members as well, internally initiated ideas, issues are covered reasonably well, say, with the guidelines and working groups, and of course the PDP, but specifically in the guidelines for working groups, how they are created, etc. And there is a template, etc., which we use. And at the end of the day, and it's most of the time the result of, say, the CCNSO meetings, say, the outcome of CCNSO meetings, and if there is a real issue, then it's again going through the council. But the good thing about working groups and PDPs, now PDP has its own process, that's very clear as well. The good thing about working groups, it is fully in control by the CCNSO. And by the CCNSO, I mean the council and its members. So there is no real, if it's stress or if there is if there is pressure on it from a timeline perspective, then they can act reasonably quickly. But that's different with the requests from say the outside requests or the external requests. We don't have a reasonable procedure in place for external requests.
Yes, just a question. Okay. If you take the first step, and you said that staff note the request for input and feed the company, I want to know if 2 days working for the step 3 is enough to analyze the request. It depends on the type of request you receive in input. So if you put this day, I think I want to be sure if the request you have in input you can have 2 or 3 days to analyze it.
We guess 2 days is enough. It's more a matter of scheduling. So if you look at external requests, they fulfill a certain format already. And this will not be an in-depth analysis of what's going on. Most of the time, the topic is clear. Most of the time, the timelines are clear. And based on the experience, and that's why you need experience. Say at the end of the day, you probably need experience. Council members in the triage group is on face value, you can already assess, judge whether it is impactful for the CCTLD community, yes or no. So it's a bit like, and that's the nice thing about the triage comparison. If you go to a hospital, you have a triage doctor. Who, if there is something seriously wrong, they do a first very basic analysis: is where do you need to go within the hospital? Is something wrong? But in order to, and that's more or less the triage working group as well. It's a very superficial analysis of what's going on, and then you go on in the next stage. But it is a superficial. Do we need to spend any time on this? Yes or no? Question again, going back to Hong's point, if you would spend a lot of time in doing the analysis, by the time you've done your analysis, you're sure it will not happen because you just have 2 or 3 days to submit your statement.
I guess what's the next step? Do we need to agree here to proceed?
I'm just saying that we're not many here in the working group, but ideally, I sent this out a few days ago, so ideally, maybe Fernando, if you can encourage everyone to deliver their input and perhaps approve or not approve this so that we know whether the group is happy with this or not. I think that if everyone is happy with this, then we should go move forward with Bart's next step.
Just again, what is important, I think if you go back to where we started, we got the different models for dealing with this input. And say the first step was that the study group identified there is a lack in that respect. So what we in fact done is cover and say uncovered this lack of procedure, something to put something in place. So that's something that needs to go into the recommendations and be brought to the attention of the council. Unfortunately, and as we said this morning, it is increasing the workload initially. But it's a good thing that, okay, we have something in place, we propose a procedure, and we propose a small group of councillors to deal with this issue. The next step will be to deal with, now we know what all the input areas are, and if you look at it, this will increase the workload. How are we going to prioritize it? What is a method for prioritizing the workload? And this goes back to, say, some of the links and documents we send out to you. First of all, you've got on the one hand side the GNSO model of prioritization, which is very elaborate, very scientific, but as a result became unworkable because the GNSO is not using it. Then you got, say, maybe you recall from one of the initial calls, I've unveiled the name of it. It's called the Eisenhower Matrix, so where you just go for important and urgent, and that's your only criteria. And there is something in the middle, and I think that's in the second table at the time, is that you do a rough assessment of how much, say, in comparison with the other, first of all, how important is it? Secondly, is it very urgent, yes or no? And the third one is assess how many people you need to complete it, what is a viable way of doing so, the method as well. It could be a statement, could be a working group, or could be a PDP or another means. And this implies already duration of a process, because a PDP will take forever. A working group could take quite some time as well, as you've seen, say, with the FOY and other working groups. You know, you've got the CCNSO statement process, or even more lightweight and lesson, so that you've got, say, different methods of addressing the issue than with respect to, say, going back to the mandate of mandate and purpose of the study group, say, looking at the workload needs to be, or the workload needs to be included as well. So if you've got an assessment of the workload involved, and the second one is how many volunteers are available to do it. And if it's of a high priority in principle, then you need to start discussing, and that's an internal council discussion, is do we drop something else, or do we say, yes, it's very important, we're very sorry, but we don't have the capacity. And that's the discussion the study group needs to have right now on, say, which way they want to go. Do you want to propose a very elaborate system to the council for prioritization, although they want to go for a very lightweight one, extremely lightweight, say, or something in between, as we discussed at say one of the initial calls. That's the next step.
Fernando, there will be council meeting on Thursday afternoon. On Wednesday. If the working group could have consensus before that, we can submit the draft. No?
Unless you want to draft everything, it's impossible for us to complete the draft. I think you want a full set of recommendations. Yeah, what I suggest going back to the council meeting is that Fernando or somebody else on the council updates where we are, say that we ticked off this bit of say the triage as a recommendation. We're looking into priority models now, because that is that's part of it. That's finding the balance between workload and capacity, and suggest to the council, and maybe even ask feedback, if the direction you want to go, or what you want to go with regard to the say prioritization model, is feasible from their perspective.
A very small point. That is 2 days. I think this means calendar days, not working days.
This is working days. Do you mean in this model? No, it's working days.
Okay.
Because we cannot expect that someone, you know, checks their email on Saturday morning and has a decision by Monday.
Okay.
It's working day. I can just add one thing, that as I said, this model is not completely perfect either. We're aware of the sometimes we get requests for input from various sources that we're not aware of stuff. It can be a direct letter to Leslie, it can be an article somewhere that you have to react to, whatever. And we're not always aware of this, and I guess that there will still be requests for input coming through, not through this process, but this will be for the main part of all the requests for input. Just to clarify, this is not cut in stone. This is very flexible. This is what we did not want to go for something very heavy as the GNSO had. I looked. I don't know if you had a look at the GNSO model, but it looked very nice. It took ages to just get a decision whether to do something. So this is something we wanted to learn from, not to do. So.
Yeah, so I guess, Gabby, if you suggested one of the next steps to do is to send it, send out an email to the group again, get additional feedback and get their approval, right? And then from there, so what I was saying is that one of the next steps is for me to send an email to the group and request additional comments, should they have any additional comments on this model that Gabby sent out via email, and get their approval so that we can continue to move forward.
Maybe as, say, one of the two things that need to be done right now, and I think we can do that, is first of all draft a template which will be used in this procedure. Because you got the procedure, but there needs to be a template as well. And secondly is that we, going back to the tables, and I think in that table, the original tables we send out, some prioritization is already captured in there, so it's some main categories, so it needs to be urgent, or say the urgency needs to be understood, so that means the duration of a request. Secondly, and that's probably far more important, which is relevant, is the importance of a request. And the importance is, does it impact the CCTLD? But that's one element. Is it important for, say, the CCTLD community at large, so the CCNSO within ICANN, or considered. But these are some things, but that's, although it's subjective, it forces you to think it through, what you think is important, which is already relevant. And then the third one was, say, something like assessment of capacity needed, and then another one was the availability of capacity. So if it's something in going into a very specific area, then the question is, do we have people within the CCTLD community who are willing and do have the time to respond? So these are, say, depends a bit on the topic itself as well. And in the template, there should be a short description of the topic. Something like this. And I think then you've covered, and the topic, and you've covered already some criteria for prioritization. And then the next step is a bit of a method for prioritization, is a comparison of, say, current workload with future workload. And it's very clear that the council needs to decide upon it, but what could be criteria? Maybe the step should be, say, we got the current workload that was considered implicitly important. And then the next step is, how much do we add? And when do we add it? Is it more important than, and more urgent than current workload? Yes or no? And that's something, that's a fairly easy comparable model. And so you don't have to go to evaluate all your workload at this stage. You assume that the current workload and the things you undertake right now are important. That's some different, but I think, let's say, listening or looking at you and listening to you, you would prefer a very lightweight, simple prioritization model.
Yeah, I think so, and that's a good way to start.
And I think what is important from our perspective is that you think about the rationale for such a lightweight, because we can write up everything in the sense of what we think is, but at the end of the day, this is a council, say, what you see as councillors, how you need, how you want to run. Yeah?
Yes,
Chris,
it's just a point, reminds me that we're being asked to assess the prioritization and the workload. Workload here, to my understanding, refers to the overall workload, not only the external request, but also internal initiation. Right, so I agree with you, this is the first step. So next step, we have to look at the whole picture and think about the internal element.
What I tried to explain is that in order to do this, the overall workload, you need to understand what is your current workload. And we had one big black hole is we don't know how to deal with external requests. It was always done very implicitly. If somebody thought, well, it might be interesting, let's do it. And now you've got a methodology in place, say, as we just discussed, from PDP to very simple lessons, that you can pick the methodology and that you can see what is coming. And then you know, now I've got the full picture, now I know what to do. In the sense of where should I look for prioritization?
No, just checking. So after the Toronto meeting, we keep on with our bi-weekly call.
Yes, I think we're going to continue with the bi-weekly calls. Probably maybe 3 or maybe 4 at the most, and with the goal to have something finished and submitted before the Beijing meeting, as Bart suggested, and submit something to the council, and then maybe to be implemented by the Beijing meeting.
Just one request: can we have the first call 3 weeks after the after this meeting?
Good idea.
No, I think that would be fine. I think that's it, right? Unless anybody else has anything to add. And I think we're finishing on time. So I'll. Thank you again, everybody, for coming out, and we'll follow up. I'll follow up with that email to the group with the additional request for feedback. Thank you.